Chapter 5. Mowgli and the Monkey People. Everything that will now be told happened sometime before Mowgli was turned out of the Seeonee wolf pack. It was during the days when Baloo was teaching him the law of the jungle. The big old brown bear was delighted to have a clever pupil such as Mowgli. Mowgli, as a man's cub, had to learn a great deal more than his other brothers in the pack. Sometimes Bagheera would come to see how his little brother was getting on, and the panther would watch as Mowgli learned from Baloo. The boy could climb almost as well as he could swim, and swim almost as well as he could run. Baloo taught Mowgli all of the laws of the jungle. He even taught him the stranger's hunting call, which must be repeated out loud until it is answered. It is to be used whenever one of the jungle people hunts outside his own grounds. Mowgli had to learn a lot by heart, and he grew very tired of saying the same things over 100 times. But, as Baloo said to Bagheera one day, when Mowgli had run off after being scolded for forgetting his words, "A man's cub must learn the law of the jungle. I am teaching him the master words of the jungle that will protect him with the bird people and the snake people and all that hunt on 4 feet, except his own pack. He can claim protection from all in the jungle if he will only remember the words." Even though Mowgli hated Baloo's teachings, he now knew the law and master words of the jungle, and so was fairly safe in these lands, because no snake, bird, and beast would hurt him if he knew the teachings well. "No one, then, is to be feared," said Baloo, patting his big furry stomach with pride. "Except for his own tribe," said Bagheera under his breath. "I will have my own tribe," said Mowgli, "and lead them through the branches all day long."
"What do you mean? Have you been talking with the monkey people, who are known throughout the jungle as the Bandar Log?" Baloo asked.
Mowgli could see that Baloo was angry. He looked at Bagheera to see if the panther was angry too. The big black cat's eyes were hard as stones.
"You have been with the monkey people, the gray apes, the people without law who eat everything. That is a great shame," said Baloo.
"But they gave me nuts and pleasant things to eat. They said I should be their leader one day. I will see them again," said Mowgli.
"Listen, man cub," said Baloo, and his voice roared through the jungle. "I have taught you the law of the jungle for all the peoples of the jungle except the monkey people who live in the trees. They have no law and no leader. We of the jungle do not deal with them."
What Baloo had said about the monkeys was perfectly true. They belonged to the treetops, and as beasts very seldom look up, there was no reason for the monkey people and the jungle people to cross paths. None of the beasts could reach the monkeys in the treetops, but also none of the beasts paid any attention to them, and that was why the monkeys were so pleased when Mowgli came to play with them. At first, the monkey people never meant to do anything more with Mowgli, but then one of them had what seemed to him a brilliant idea. He told all the others that Mowgli would be a useful person to keep in their tribe because he could do things that they could not. The monkey people, watching in the trees, considered Mowgli's play wonderful. This time, they said, they were going to have a leader and become the wisest people in the jungle, so wise that everyone else would notice and be jealous of them. On this particular day, the monkeys secretly followed Baloo, Bagheera, and Mowgli through the jungle very quietly until it was time for the three friends' afternoon nap. Mowgli, who felt guilty for what he did, slept between the panther and the bear. He resolved to have nothing else to do with the monkey people. The next thing Mowgli remembered was feeling strong little hands on his legs and arms, and then a burst of branches in his face. Suddenly, he was staring down through the swaying branches as Baloo woke the jungle with his deep cries and Bagheera bounded up the tree's trunk with his teeth bared. The monkey people howled with joy
and moved toward the upper branches where Bagheera dared not follow. Then they began their flight through the trees. Two of the strongest monkeys caught Mowgli under the arms and swung off with him through the treetops. Mowgli's guards would rush him up a tree until he felt the top branches crack and bend under them, and then they would fling themselves into the air, out and down toward the lower branches of the next tree. Sometimes he could see for miles across the green jungle, and then the branches and leaves would hit him across the face again as his two guards swept him along the treetops. For a time, Mowgli was afraid of being dropped, but then he began to think. He knew he had to send word back to Baloo and Bagheera. However, he knew they had been left far behind. He couldn't see anything if he looked down as they were moving too fast, so he looked up into the blue sky. Soon Mowgli saw Ran the kite flying high above him as he kept watch over the jungle waiting for things to die. Ran spotted the monkeys carrying something and dropped down to find out whether it was something to eat. He whistled with surprise when he saw Mowgli being dragged up to a treetop and heard him give the kite call for, "We are of the same blood." Ran followed the boy as he was taken to the next tree.
"Mark my trail," shouted Mowgli. "Tell Baloo of the Seeonee Pack and Bagheera of the Council Rock."
"In whose name?" asked Ran as he flew just above the treetops.
"Mowgli the Frog, Man Cub they call me. Mark my trail."
Ran nodded and rose up into the sky, and there he hung, watching as Mowgli's guards rushed him along through the trees.